Welcome to Vespers. My name is Nancy. I'm the village pastor. Tonight, as Tom mentioned, and as you've heard already, we have wonderful Mountain Vespers, one of the many settings and probably the most unique one that's been written for here at Holden and our wonderful Mountain Vespers band right here. A couple words about the service. There are a couple versions of the assembly booklet, and you should have one of these if you didn't pick it up. It's in the basket at the back. And when we get to the Psalms, which are essentially in the very middle of the service, there are verses and refrains, and singers in the band will sing the verses, and the congregation will sing the refrain. Also, before each section of the Vesper service tonight, the band will play a little intro, and then when the singers start singing, you start singing, pretty much. That's pretty much true. We will follow our pattern for standing and sitting in all these in evening prayer. We'll stand at the beginning through the evening thanksgiving, and then be seated and stand again when we sing the Magnificat, and then be seated for the rest of the service. Please stand as you are able.
Christ is the light of the world.
The light of darkness can overcome.
Stay with us now, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. Let your light scatter the darkness and shine amongst the people.
Thank you. A reading from Isaiah chapter 43. Israel, the Lord who created you says, "Do not be afraid. I will save you. I have called you by name, and you are mine. When you pass through deep waters, I will be with you. Your troubles will not overwhelm you. When you pass through fire, you will not be burned. The hard trials that come will not hurt you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy God of Israel, who saves you." Our second reading tonight is a poem by John O'Donohue, who's a poet. I think he was Irish, who passed away just a year or two ago. May all that is unforgiven in you be released. May your fears yield their deepest tranquillities. May all that is unlived in you blossom into a future graced with love.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Let us pray to the Lord
for peace from above and for our salvation.
Let us pray to the Lord for peace in the whole world and the unity of all nations. Let us pray to the Lord for all of God's children gathered together in prayer. Let us pray to the Lord for those who sleep in hours that they might find strength. Let us pray to the Lord.
Now we'll say the Lord's Prayer, however you know it best. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread.
Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us.
Save us from time of trial.
Deliver us from evil.
For the kingdom of the thank you.
Source of wisdom and wonder, wrap us in your blanket of love and give us the strength and courage to carry on with our journey. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Go in peace and serve the living Lord.
Thanks be to God.